This is Helen Lee.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
The restoration of the famous World War II code-breaking centre Bletchley Park has uncovered something rather exciting. Foundations believed to be of a house that predated the iconic mansion have been found as part of the £8 million restoration project. Catherine Lynch from Bletchley Park can tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is what was at Bletchley Park before Bletchley Park was there?
That's right, and before Bletchley Park was even Bletchley Park, as it were, because it was a Victorian mansion and country estate before it was taken over by the Admiralty and used for the Government Code and Cipher School in 1938 onwards. But this house was built in 1710, and it was the second significant house. The mansion we know today was the third.
Mm.
So it's a long-developed site, if you like. It's long been used. This one was built by a chap called Brown Willis, who owned several houses around the area and actually lived mainly, I think, at Fenny Stratford. Apparently, it's cost around £6,000 to build. So in those days, that would have been extremely extravagant.
Wow.
And he, some parish records written by the vicar at the time, Reverend Cole, said that he built it to please his wife.
Nice. Very. So he was clearly rather well-to-do. And so did they live in it?
Well, they spent some time there, but it wasn't his main residence. Apparently, he actually lived at Wadden Hall.
Mm.
He spent a lot of his time and money restoring local churches, including St Mary's in Bletchley, which is right next to Bletchley Park.
Ah, that's why I've heard of the name.
Yes.
I've been there many a time. How significant is this find?
Well, the English Heritage Report, which was carried out in 2004, and that looked into Bletchley Park's historical significance. So that looked not just at the wartime use, but long before. That's where we get most of our historical information about what was there before. It described it as a fashionable, sophisticated, and a reflection of Brown Willis's wealth, status, and social aspirations. There were long tree-lined avenues surrounding the house, and it was in the typical style of the time. It was really contemporary, really modern at the time, very fashionable. And it was a big house with two wings, something that might have looked a bit like what Stowe looks like.
Ooh, wow.
So these long tree-lined avenues extended out into the fields around, because there wasn't nearly as much of Bletchley as there is now, of course, in those days. Never mind Milton Keynes.
The site of Bletchley Park now is much smaller than it would have been then those days,
Now it's about a quarter of the site that it was only 70 years ago.
Wow.
So think back even beyond that, and it was Buckinghamshire countryside. There wasn't much there. Bletchley was a small town. And Wilton Avenue, which goes along out of one side of the site we have today, you can actually see where the tree-lined avenue would have been in some of the sort of original shape, the layout.
Yeah.
It's difficult to describe.
Yeah, no, I can kind of picture it. If anyone's been to Bletchley Park, there are various roads around it. It kind of is in the centre of some of a residential part, and you can see the roads that would have led to it, I guess.
Well, it's getting ever more so, because you'll know that over one side of the site behind Block H, there's some fairly new housing buffering onto the site. Now, there's a new patch of housing, I wouldn't like to call it an estate, estate agents probably wouldn't thank me for that, being built as we speak, just on the railway station side. Because it's so close to the railway station, and you can get on a train to Euston in 40 minutes or so, it's always been prime development land.
Oh, yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
It was nearly lost to the nation in the 90s.
And luckily wasn't.
Yeah,
hence the restoration project. So how's that going? I mean, have you found anything else in the course of the restoration project?
Well, back in December, we found some foundations of some World War II code-breaking huts under what had been, for over 20 years, the car park outside the mansion. And we've now dug those up. We're marking them out. The actual area that was the car park will no longer be concrete. It will be grassed over. The grass is growing nicely as we speak, ready for when we open everything in June. And we've turfed over the tennis courts as well, which were also used as parking for quite a long time. But parking is now all around the edges of the site, so that when you come out of our new visitor centre in Block C, at the entrance of the site, you will step back into the 1940s
rather
and
than
you'll
seeing
be experiencing the atmosphere as it was back then.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. I bet it was fascinating. It's like some kind of archaeological dig. Every time you dig up another bit, it turns up something else.
It's very exciting. We did know that the foundations of what we think are Water Hall were likely to be there. So when we were digging that particular bit of the oval out the front, and that was to put in power to soundscapes. So as you walk around, you'll get an even more atmospheric experience because you'll hear snatches of what may be conversation or maybe some machine sounds as you walk around the park. And so you get completely immersed in that atmosphere.
Thank you, Catherine. It's a fascinating place. It really is. If you've never been, Bletchley Park is truly fascinating. It's Catherine Lynch from Bletchley Park. So they found the house that predated the mansion house at Bletchley Park, Water Hall.